Also, we have the incredible Zuchus this week to read Parshas Mishpatim. And the Torah Kedosha goes through the various halachos, interpersonal halachos, halachos that are laws that are necessary generally for the creation of a just society. Laws that tell us how to treat servants and slaves, laws that tell us about damages. And of course, the Torah spends a significant amount of time speaking about the halachos concerning tzedakah, giving charity, as well as lending without interest. So the Torah writes, this is in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, chapter 22, verse 24, Im Kesef Talve Es Ami. So the Pasuk says, if you will go ahead and lend money to my nation. So here Rashi already points out, Im normally means if. If means it's up to you, right? It's voluntary. In this context, of course, Im means when. When you will lend money to my nation, es ha'ani imach, to the pauper who is with you, lo siye lo kinosha, do not beat him like a creditor, lo sisimun alav nashach, do not impose interest upon the individual. So the Torah Kedosha is telling us two ideas. Number one, that there is a mitzvah to lend money, and when you lend money, do not be like a regular creditor, and therefore lend your money to your fellow Jew without interest. The Maggid of Kuznets brings down an incredible idea. He says, if you look at the wording of the Pasuk, in Talve, in Kesef Talve Es Ami, if you go ahead and you lend money to my nation, Es Ha'ani Imach, to the poor person who is with you. So the truth is that phrase, Es Ha'ani Imach, to the poor person who is with you, is really extraneous. All the Pasuk really needs to say is, if you lend money to my nation. Remember, again, the real essence over here is, number one, be willing to lend money. Number two, lend without interest. That phrase, Es Ha'ani Imach, the poor person who is with you, is seemingly unnecessary and extraneous. So the commentaries, most of the commentaries explain that the Torah is teaching us about a sensitivity. Es ha'ani imach, when you give tzedakah, the pauper should be with you. Meaning what? Meaning that there should be a relationship between the giver and the receiver. Sometimes if a person gives, person has, and they're giving to someone who does not have, it could be that maybe the person who has looks down on the recipient, looks down on the pauper. And therefore the Torah Kedosha tells us, Es ha'ani imach, go ahead and keep the pauper with you. Keep the pauper on the same level with you. Don't look down on him, but recognize again, just because you have more and he has less does not make you any better than him. Let the ani be together with you. Let the pauper be together with you. But the Kuznets of Maggid says something so beautiful. He says, Es ha'ani imach means that for each of us has an ani, has a pauper that is inside of us. Each of us has a pauper that is inside of us. What does that mean? The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us is that we each have a void. We each have a deficiency. We say this in the bracha of Borei Nefashos Rabos V'chasronam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created various creations and their deficiencies. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us imperfect. He created us deficient. He created us each with a void. So what's my job in life? My job in life is to fill my void. But what's the great challenge in life? To make sure that you fill your void with the right things. A lot of times, everyone is acutely aware of the void. We all feel it. Some of us feel it more acutely, some of us feel it less acutely, but all of us are aware of the existence that there's something inside of me that's incomplete. There's something inside of me that is still undone. There is something inside of me that needs to be finished. And so the shaila is, how do you finish that unfinished piece? With what do you fill your void? Says the Kuznets of Maggid, that's the pshat. All of us walk around in life as ha'ani imach. There's a poor person who's always with me. Who's that poor person who's always with me? It's me. Just like the poor person, the pauper is deficient. He doesn't have funds. There's a void. So each of us has an element of us that's a pauper, that is deficient of something, that has a void. So says the Rebbe, the Torah is teaching us, Im kesef tal ve'es ami, es ha'ani imach. If you give tzedakah to the pauper, you physically give tzedakah to the pauper, just know that you're not only benefiting the pauper, but es ha'ani imach, you are also helping the pauper within. You're helping the external pauper, your fellow Jew, and you're helping your internal pauper. Because by doing something good for the other, you are diminishing your void. You're filling in your void. By doing something good for the other, you are ultimately completing yourself as well. In kasef talva es ami, when you give to the other, es ha'ani imach. Just know that you're taking care of your internal pauper as well. And the Kashnitz Magid is teaching us such an incredible yisod, that we have to be so careful what we choose to fill our void with. Because, you know, in life, if you've tried to fill your void with the wrong things, not only does it not fill the void, not only does it not fill in the emptiness, but it makes you feel even emptier. You see this all the time, where people very often erroneously think that materialism could fill their void. Now, materialism is beautiful. Materialism is wonderful. Like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful world, not just for us to look at, but ultimately to enjoy. But I have to realize that the gashmius I have in life, the materialism, that's wonderful, and I could enjoy it, and it'll even give me happiness and joy, but it will not fill my void. The only thing that fills your void in life is ruchnius, is spirituality, is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship with your people, a relationship with yourself. When you engage in meaningful, dynamic activity, not only are you doing something good for the external world, for your fellow Jew, for your fellow human being, you're doing something meaningful for yourself. You're feeding the pauper within. As ha'ani imach, you're taking care of your internal pauper. Every single day I walk around with this void. Every single day I walk around with this emptiness. Some days I feel it more. Some days I feel it less. But it's always there. It's always there. And the shaila is, what am I going to do to remedy it? What am I going to do to fill it in? What am I going to do to be mamala to fill up my deficiencies? So the Magid reminds us, choose wisely. Because if you try to address your deficiencies with the wrong things, it just accentuates the void and accentuates the deficiencies. But if, in kesef tal ve'asami, tzedakah represents mitzvahs, tzedakah represents ruchnius, tzedakah represents spiritual service, service of the divine, service of your nation. In kesef tal ve'asami, if you engage in meaningful, dynamic, spiritual activity, es ha'ani imach. Know that not only are you caring for the other, but you are helping your ani, your pauper within as well. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a restful and peaceful Shabbos Kodesh.